Srila Prabhupada says that the advancing devotee, although cannot see Krishna face to face, but he can experience Krishna in his heart. So I was asking a senior devotee, how as we progress in the number of years in our Krishna consciousness, how we can experience the presence of Krishna more and more, as we say, seeing the hand of Krishna, seeing the face of Krishna, or seeing the Krishna's lotus feet evoked in one's heart. So he was telling a very interesting answer. He said, if one comes to spiritual life with some material motivations and over a period of time does not take the trouble to remove them, but considers oneself very smart, then over the years the chanting of the holy name will water those motivations and make one materially more and more powerful, but spiritually starving. And one will not be able to experience Krishna, one will not be able to experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, even if one comes with material motivations, one understands one's shortcomings and weaknesses, and unpretentiously and piteously cries for Krishna's help in removing those motivations, and focuses one's attention on chanting the holy name with utmost attention and absorption, such a devotee very soon will get the wealth of Krishna, and all his material motivations will become cleared off, like the fog that is cleared in the presence of the sunlight. So it is explained that we have Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. Each of them have to do their own homework in order to advance in the chanting of the holy name. The Kanishtha Adhikari should work on the methods like the right kind of sitting posture and right kind of pronunciation and proper association of devotees. By focusing on all these things, there are so many things mentioned for the methods. Chant loudly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively, all that we say. But as one advances, the Kanishtha Adhikari only tries to focus his mind on attentively hearing the holy name, while a Madhyam Adhikari should focus his heart on contemplating the great ornamental qualities of Krishna, like the mercifulness of Krishna. You will read in the second cat of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava, in the chapter entitled The Remembrance of Lord Krishna. As soon as Vidura asked Uddhava about Lord Krishna, immediately Uddhava almost became unconscious. And after that he started speaking the glories of Krishna. He remembers everything about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan, Krishna's activities in Mathura, Dwaraka. Subsequently he is speaking many things. So there he is remembering how the Lord is merciful even to the demoness Putana. So as one progresses, one should be able to appreciate that Lord is simply an embodiment of mercy. He is never cruel, he is never partial. Even his slap is very relishable. It's a sign of his mercy towards me. Even the sufferings that he gives in my life are a sign of his compassion upon me, for bringing me closer to him. So in this way, a devotee sees every act that happens in his life as an orchestration of Krishna. And that is actually the main subject of focus for a Madhyam Adhikari, that one is supposed to contemplate on these qualities of Krishna. Krishna can never be immoral. Krishna can never be partial. Krishna can never be angry or upset with anyone. And Krishna never benefits from anybody's worship. It is we who stand to benefit by offering him bhoga, or offering him a nice cloth to wear, or by offering him respects and obeisances and prayers. And Krishna doesn't need all these things. And he accepts these things only to favor us. Just like Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that my dear Lord, what benediction can I ask of you? You already have awarded me the greatest benediction in the whole world, he said. What is that? you allowed me to dance in front of you, he said, and you are ready to behold my dance, and you very kindly, graciously accepted it. So in this way, a devotee simply is satisfied in serving the Lord, understanding Lord doesn't need these things. It is me who needs it for my advancement. So, all of us, we are certainly not Kanishtha Adhikaris or Madhyama Adhikaris, we are somewhere in between. Prabhupada said there is no Kanishtha Adhikari in ISKCON. Because Kanishtha Adhikari is one who does not understand the value of devotees or value of the association of devotees. And Prabhupada said, we are making ISKCON, why? So that devotees can come together and associate with each other. So they have to be certainly beyond the Kanishtha Adhikari, they know the value of devotees. At the same time, one should focus on one's consciousness on these aspects so that one does not water one's material motivations. By watering those weeds, we may be thinking we are doing devotional service, but we may be heading in a wrong direction, and we may realize too late that when you look back, I have not gone in the right direction. So if one wants to walk in the right direction, then these aspects become very important in approaching the holy names of Krishna. So the experience of Krishna, our experience of presence of Krishna, or striking a relationship with Krishna, all these things are not achieved by mechanical process of meditation, as Lord Krishna told Narada Bhai in the forest. By any amount of mechanical meditation, you will not be able to see me. Because as long as you have not done enough services, and as long as you haven't got purified, you will not be able to see me. So it's very clear that such blissful spiritual Krishna consciousness is actually a reward that is awarded by the Lord when He wants to shower His mercy upon the practicing devotee. So it is certainly not in our hands. What is in our hands? Our hands is the endeavor. And the mercy is in the Lord's hands. So nobody can capture that consciousness by any amount of mechanical endeavor. But keeping these things in mind, one should keep track of following the proper path in Krishna consciousness. Because all of us come from educated backgrounds, and we have so many nice things to do in our lives. But at the same time, the core consciousness involved in chanting is this, which I told Param Madhyama Adhikari. The focus on Krishna, the focus on Krishna's divine qualities, and one's insignificance, and accepting everything that Krishna does for us as His mercy. Whether it is positive, whether it is negative, whether it is favorable, unfavorable, apparently. So then the holy name will really produce the desired effect. Certainly we are not 100% convinced about Krishna, otherwise we would have become pure devotees. We are somewhere in between. So Prabhupada's purports, especially I heard Vishnukanta Prabhu was telling, the Prabhupada's Kunti Maharani's book, Teachings of Queen Kunti, he said practically Prabhupada has exhausted all the commentaries of all the Goswamis there. Everything, whatever the Goswami's literature says, everything Prabhupada has taken and put it there in that one purport of Teachings of Queen Kunti, which really very beautifully explains the Lord's nature. So devotees should read that and remember that and relish that and ruminate on that and dwell their consciousness in that if one really wants to remove the weeds. Harinam Prabhu ki.